Good morning. Hi, this is Olivia, and you're listening to Rose Tinted Glasses. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I hope your heart is full of hope. I hope that you can see the possibility and the beauty and the power that is you. I hope that today you won't allow shame or guilt to dictate your decisions, but you will see the power of love in everything that you do, and you will remember and know who you truly are. Good morning. When it comes to gifts and talents, I've always wondered, when is it a gift and when is it a talent? It says in the word, the gifts of God is irrevocable. He cannot take it away. And then there's the story of the three servants who got 10, 5, and 1 talent. And then God took me to the scriptures again, where he says, you must go and have dominion. And how does all of this fit in together? Because what is a gift and what is a talent? Your gift is what you were born with, that was given to you. You were chosen for it. It's your path, your purpose. It is who you are. Your gift is that thing that you do that truly gives you peace. It keeps you grounded. It makes you stable. It is your calmness in the storm. It is your calmness in chaos. It's the one thing you must do that will put your mind at ease. But the gift, it's also the thing that we ignore the most because it's so obvious and it's so easy. This world, not life, this world has taught us that you must work hard and struggle for good things. And so we buy into it. I will write once I've made enough money. I will start that business once I have enough time. The thing that we say that we will do when there's enough time, enough money, when I have enough resources, when I've bought that thing that I think I need to do what's in my heart, that very thing is your gift. Your gift was given to you so that you can have dominion over the earth. To have dominion is to be in charge, in control, to rule. To have dominion is to embrace your power and to use it to advance. And your gift is your power. We become unhappy and miserable and frustrated when we no longer, when we don't pay attention to our gift. It's normally the thing that we do for free for others because you are so good at it. And it comes so naturally, whether it's to know what words to say to people who are in need, whether it's the ability to make people feel better when they are down, whether it's the ability to listen when someone speaks. Just as an aside, there's a thriving business in certain countries where people get paid to hug other people. There was a guy who got paid just to cuddle, to hold someone. And that was how he made a living, by cuddling with people, not having sex. Please don't need to mind go there. I'm talking about just sleeping next to someone and holding that person. I mean, who would have thought of that? But basically, not that that was his gift. He only thought of something that will make people happy and that they are prepared to pay him for. But your gift is tied to your prosperity and your abundance. Your gift is tied to your wealth. How did Abraham become wealthy? Because he wasn't a poor man. He was very rich. He was well off. He became wealthy through obedience, by being a man of faith. His gift was his ability to believe. When you read the Old Testament of the prophets, when you read the New Testament, when you read it, nowhere does anyone beg God for food and provisions and money. Nowhere. They gave thanks. They used the gifts, the power, because your gift is your power. Your gift is who you are. It's your identity. It's your guide. But what do? We think, no, I must go and study first. Then I can become good at this. There was an artist. He could play the guitar. He had no education. None whatsoever. It was a traditional guitar. He could play it. And he ended up becoming a lecturer in music because of the experience he had, because he did what was in his heart. He played the guitar. He played all over the world. He played, it's a South African guy. I just can't remember his name right now. And he ended up at one of the universities where he was a lecturer in music. Did he study it? No. He just got up and he played. He used his gift for music. That's all he did. And it took him to places. When you focus on your gift, when you focus on what is inside of you, what calms you, what brings you peace, what puts you in the zone, in that space where you become one with God, that's your gift. That's your gift. For others, it's teaching. Even in the Bible, it says some were teachers, some were prophets, some were evangelists. There are different things that are being mentioned. And we want to limit it by only want to teach and preach the Bible to people. When your life becomes the testimony, when your life becomes the story, people sit up and pay attention. Because when you share love, beauty, hope, faith, when you share it through your story, that becomes your testimony. We must stop preaching to people, man. You are pushing people away by preaching. Begin to tell the story. Jesus was a storyteller. He was a master storyteller. All those parables, it was stories that he told. He knew to draw people in, tell a story. And your gift becomes part of the storytelling. It is when you use your gift that you begin to have dominion on this earth. Look at Richard Branson. His gift is creating businesses. It's building businesses. When you look at Elon Musk, his gift is to solve problems, because certain things bugged him and he found a way to solve it. It says necessity is the mother of all inventions. Someone saw a need and they provided an answer to that need. They provided a solution. They didn't say, let me wake up and see how much money I can make today. No, they say, this is a problem. Let me see if I can find a solution. So their gift is to find solutions. While some, their compassion is their gift. They see that people are struggling, they are suffering. And they said, no, man, let me start something to help people. What is your gift? Your gift only becomes a talent when you use it. The person who got 10 talents, when he came back and he said, "Yeah, master, I have used my talents," he exhausted it to the fullest of his abilities. He took everything he had. He poured his heart and his soul in it. He didn't wonder, who am I going to impress? Who will see me? When you begin to have confidence in your gift, you become so focused that you don't think about who's listening, who's watching, what will they say, what will they do, what will they think. When you start acting on that fire, it's a quiet fire in your soul, and it's not going anywhere. God will not take it back and give it to someone else. It says the gift, it's irrevocable. It cannot be taken away. It cannot be removed from you. But a talent, your gift, only when you use it, it becomes a talent. So the guy who got 10 talents, he took his gift and he used it to cultivate the talents. He used it to grow the talents. He used it to apply it. He took his gift and applied it to his talents. And what happened? The master gave him 10 and it increased. What is the talent? The talent is what you know. It's how to use it. The talent is the knowledge and the skill. The talent, it's part of your experiences. The talent is all the knowledge that you have gathered, all the skills. And when you bring your talents together with your gift, you will see miracles happen. Your gift is what you were born with, what was given to you, what sets you apart, what you are known by. That's your gift. The thing that you never had to go and study for, it just comes naturally. That's your gift. Your talent is the skills. It's the courses that you do. Yet the talents must be honed. It must be improved. You build on your talents. Your gift is your guide. Your gift and your talents, they support each other. Let's say when it comes to writing, your gift is writing. Your talent are the skills, a writing course here, a writing course there, posting on your blog, writing poems. That's the talent. You are increasing the talent in support of your gift. But through your talents, you share your gift with the world. And you become better and better. You reveal the gift more and more through your talent. We are all gifted, but too often we hide our gifts. We stay in the shadows. We keep it private to us because the gift is so personal. It's part of you. It's part of your soul. It's part of your heart. It's part of your being. So when you are an artist by heart, you have never received any training, you just know that I must paint, I must create, and you do that. It is so personal when someone criticizes your work, and because of that fragile ego that we have, we choose to keep our gifts hidden. We only share our gifts with people we trust, with people we love, with our inner circle. And then our gift stays with us. Because it doesn't matter how good you are, there's always someone who won't find it appealing what you have to offer. There's always someone who will have something awful to say. It's uncomfortable and it's painful, and it can break your confidence, and you might think, I will never do this again. But your gift is the fire that keeps the talents burning. Your gift is the fire that keeps the talents burning. It is your gift that guides you and motivates you and inspires you to use the talents, to use the knowledge, to use the skill. Because your gift is your soul and it's your heart. The one thing that you think, but this comes too easy, I can't charge people for this. Or you feel almost it's dishonest, it's an injustice to charge someone for what you are doing because you just did something, you didn't put in any effort. You can't charge people. But that's where we get it wrong. That's why we end up in lack and financial difficulties, because we fail to understand that our gift was given to us to cultivate our talents. The guy who got 10 talents, more was given to him because he used those talents. The talent part is when you put yourself out there, when you start telling people about your gift, when you start sharing what you do, when you start engaging, involving people, and it has never been easier than now. So then your talents increase. And how does it increase? It increases in the form of recognition, support, and of course, money. Because you share, you know what happens when you share your gift and why you have to start charging people for it. When you share your gift, you share your happiness, you share your joy, you share your heart, your soul, your thoughts, you bare yourself to someone. Your gift, it makes you so vulnerable. And that is what you do. You share all of that when you share your gift. And it takes so much out of you, while at the same time, you get so much back. The guy of 10 talents, more was given to him because he worked with those talents. And what helped him to be successful is because he used his gifts to support the talents. He was focused, he was driven, he was determined, he was stubborn. But you need all of those things when you start sharing your gift with the world. You know how, why we ignore our gifts and we go for jobs and careers and other things? We go the complete opposite of what has been given to us. It's easier when you do a job and you just have to apply your mind to it. When your boss criticizes it, you were hurt for a few moments or few days. You feel a bit disappointed and hurt, but then you do better and you move on. It doesn't cut that deep. It does hurt. It does. But it doesn't hurt you so much that now you stop going to work and you won't do that job ever again because they don't appreciate it. Even if they criticize, you'd say, you know what, this is just a job, like it must be done. But when you share your gift and it gets criticized and it gets ridiculed and people make fun of it and they make a fool out of you, it is so personal and it cuts so deep that you feel, I'm never going to do this again. And then what happens? You start hiding it. You start sharing it only with your small inner circle who can support you. Because the gift is you. And you are the gift. You are one. You are one. There's no difference between you and your gift. When people criticize your gift, it's almost as if they are criticizing you. That's why it feels so hard. It takes more courage to share your gift with the world. But this is how the world has been set up. This is the reality. Everything in the world has been set up to destroy you, to make you forget of the power that you possess, to make you forget of who you are, what you are good at, what will make you shine, what will build you. The world has been set up to make you forget that you are in control of your gifts and your thoughts and your mind. You have so much. You are so much. Start using it and remember who you are. I thank you. Have a wonderful day.